you can receive 50% off the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series during Logia's special Reformation sale. Books like The Church by Professor Kurt Marquardt, Christology, Law and Gospel and the Means of Grace, and Baptism by Dr. David Scare, and Eschatology by Dr. John Stevenson. Browse before you buy at logia.org. You'll even find essays by Issues, Etc. regular guests for as low as $2. Logia's Reformation Sale, logia.org, logia.org. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday afternoon, December the 4th, we're going to be playing Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a game that we like to play with our listeners as often as we can at the end of a broadcast week. We take four soundbites from this week's Issues, Etc. audio. I think we went a little bit farther back than just a week this time because we haven't played for a while. We take these four soundbites, we play them for you, and then after you have listened to each of the soundbites, you have to decide, and then you're part of the game. You give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. You send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you send us a tweet at Issues ETC, or you go to our Facebook fan page because we've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC, and you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. All we need is which soundbite you're voting for, why, and who you are, and where you listen. We'd like to know where you listen. Phone call voters get to vote first, and the listener with the best vote. When we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, we'll get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, bumper sticker pin, and a notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Our Twitter address at IssuesETC and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number one this week comes from Molly Ziegler Hemingway. We were talking with her about media coverage of the San Bernardino shooting and other things like that. Here she is explaining why it is the media was so quick to criticize Christians' call to prayer. I think they call it prayer shaming.
They themselves are engaged in a religious ritual and they don't even realize it. You can look at it and you can be angry at this disparaging, this disdain that our media have for people who are Christians. But you can also realize that this is just a competing religion and that journalists don't like it when prayers are offered to a God that is different than their God. Their God is big government. They are very devoted followers of him. You know, they don't like people who are unorthodox in their approach to this God. And so it's just better to understand it as they have a competing religion, and they are very, very devout in that religion.
That's soundbite number one, Molly Ziegler Hemingway talking about the God of the mainstream media. If you'd like to vote for it, you have to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Charles Evanson. He was on recently. We were talking about the season of Advent. Here he is on Advent Hope in an Evil World. Does the evil of the world mean that maybe Jesus isn't coming back?
I would just say that they should look at this in a different way. This would seem to me, rather, it is a clear sign of the truth of Christ's words, that these things would grow and increase as the days pass, as we wait for his coming. War, rumors of war, all sorts of despicable acts, lying and cheating and stealing and gross immorality. These things are the way of the world. And the world insists on having its way, but it has not been able to destroy the church. I have been ministering the last 16 years among people who, for more than 40 years, found themselves under the yoke of a political system which was bound and determined that Christianity should be utterly exterminated, and it could not be done. The church has bounced back stronger than ever, and its hope in Christ is made more firm. Which, when every other hope fails, all the hopes and the dreams we make for ourselves, then we know that there is one whose promises to us do not fail, and he will keep his word.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Charles Evanson, Advent Hope in an Evil World. If you'd like to vote for it, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or you can tweet your vote to us at issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute. Here he is responding to the charge that pro-life rhetoric causes violence. How would he respond to that?
I will have preempted that in my opening by quoting feminist Naomi Wolf, who writes in the New Republic something that I think we all would do well to listen to. She says the following to her own supporters. She says, when we cling to a rhetoric about abortion in which there is no life and no death, we entangle our beliefs in a series of self-delusions, fibs, and evasions, and we risk becoming precisely what our critics charge us with being, callous, selfish, and casually destructive men and women who share a cheapened view of human life. We need to contextualize the fight to defend abortion rights within a moral framework that admits that the death of a fetus is a real death. And then my question to my critic will simply be, you tell me, where is Miss Wolf wrong? She's one of you, not one of me. Where is she wrong?
That soundbite number three, Scott Klusendorf's response to pro-life rhetoric causes violence. If you'd like to vote for it, just give us a call live this Friday afternoon, December the 4th, 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. or Twitter at IssuesETC, or leave your vote for us with your name, your reason for voting, and where you listen at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote, because after soundbite number four, we're going to start taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and checking Facebook, our Facebook fan page, for your votes. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Jeremy Rohde. We were recently reviewing Joel Osteen's latest book, The Power of I Am. Here he is summarizing Joel Osteen's gospel, in quotes, versus the real gospel.
Joel's version of the gospel is that you make your life, here and now, better by your I am assertions. You stand in front of the mirror, and though you are weak, you say, I am strong. Though you are sick, you say, I am healthy. Though you are sinful, you say, hey, I'm not doing that bad. I'm trying the best I can. That's Joel's gospel. It's a gospel of self-righteousness. And when you see the title of his book, The Power of I Am, I want you to remember that he is teaching a gospel where you are your own savior. With those same words, I am, I'd love for that to trigger in your mind the story of the burning bush, where the pre-incarnate Word, the second person of the Trinity, wraps himself in the burning bush and speaks about the rescue that he will perform for his people, Israel. And reflect this Advent especially on how the same I am now wraps himself not in burning bush, but in incarnate flesh, born of the Virgin Mary, who comes to save us. And through the bush that is his lowly cross, the tree of his cross, and the burning that is God's wrath poured out upon him, and yet he not consumed, he our whole burnt offering, that you see how the burning bush is utterly and completely fulfilled in the cross of Christ, our Savior.
That soundbite number four, Pastor Jeremy Rohde, Joel Osteen's gospel versus the real gospel. Those are the four sound bites. Now it's time for you to vote. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week after the break.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
LutheranReformation.org is the brand new one-stop shop for all things Reformation. It's your source for news, events, history, videos, activities, educational resources, and much, much more. New resources will be added regularly, each one designed to help you celebrate and remember the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Because Reformation 2017 is still all about Jesus. Visit LutheranReformation.org today. LutheranReformation.org.
Standing firm in a hostile world is the theme of the San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, February 5th and 6th. This confessional Lutheran conference features Issues Etc. guest Adam Francisco, David J. Weber, Joe Abrahamson, attorney Mark Stern, and Professor Alan Quist. If you are in Texas or would like some warmer weather in February, check out the San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, February 5th and 6th at faithlutheransa.org. faithlutheransa.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd. Welcome to playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've played the four soundbites for you, and now it's your turn. Your time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and your chance to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad for having the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, December the 4th. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway, the god of the mainstream media? Soundbite number two, Dr. Charles Evanson, Advent Hope in an Evil World? Soundbite number three, Scott Klusendorf's response to pro-life rhetoric causes violence? And it's, or soundbite number four, Pastor Jeremy Rohde on Joel Osteen's gospel versus the real gospel. Let's go first to Morrow, Illinois, where Paula is on the line. Paula, welcome to Issues Etc.
Yeah, good afternoon. I really appreciate the program. My vote is for Molly because it really is not so much a cultural war as a religious war. And her comments about it being a competing religion, I think, really hit the nail on the head. That's what it was with the Roman Empire. That's what it was in the Reformation. And today it's taken a different form, but it's pretty much a parallel thing.
Paula, thank you very much. As I often say, smartest listeners in radio. Let's see what Andy in Kirkwood has to say. Andy in Kirkwood, Missouri, welcome.
You folks are just mean to make us pick one out of these four. Great good news in what I'm hearing is that somebody who is pro-abortion is finally admitting that there's a death involved in abortion. That's wonderful, and I think that's something we should all know about and be able to fling back in the face of pro-abortion people. The Joel Osteen program shocked me deeply, how anybody could take the name of God and pervert it and twist it so as to make us God. It just appalling. But I will have to go with soundbite number one because it strikes at the heart of the issue. What God are we talking about here? Who is God? And that would be my choice. Thank you.
Andy, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kirkwood. Darren listens in Alexandria, Virginia. Darren says, tough choices this week with several good sound bites. I have to go up with soundbite number four, Pastor Rohde's comparison of the biblical I am to Joel Osteen's I am statements. This entire interview was so good that when I first heard it, I hoped you would have a soundbite of the week contest this week. Pastor Rohde's comments made me think that Osteen's uses verges on blasphemy, putting oneself in the place of God. In fact, as Pastor Rohde points out, it was the pre-incarnate Son speaking from the burning bush who identified himself as I am. Joel Osteen's formulation effectively urges each of his followers to become their own Antichrist, with a small a, substituting themselves for Christ as their own Savior. As you posted in the interview on Facebook, I shared it with my friends and urged them to listen to it as a thorough debunking of Osteen's theology, such as it is. Darren, thank you very much, and thanks for the kind words and the vote in Alexandria, Virginia. There's still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. Our call-in number, we'll get these phone calls, get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us your email with your vote. We get it in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Same thing with our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. And you can also tweet your vote to us at issuesetc. Karen's on the line, listening in Huntington Beach, California. Karen, welcome.
Thank you. I vote for Pastor Rohde. As soon as I heard Joel Osteen, I'm thinking, blasphemy. They tried to stone Jesus for saying that thing. Blew that stuff that says that all those people that said, oh, well, Jesus never said he was God. Excuse me, it's right there. The I am. That's blasphemy. That's perfect. That's probably the best description of the burning bush I've ever heard.
Karen, thank you very much. I happen to agree, and thanks for listening out in California. Jeanette in Illinois says she's voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Jeremy Rohde, on Joel Osteen's gospel versus the real gospel. Because with Osteen's gospel of I am, one wouldn't need Jesus or his cross. One could get everything in this life in the mirror. It is heresy to point people to their own I am. Our God is the only I am, the only Father who sent his Son to save us from all our sins. There is no path that one can follow for forgiveness and say, I am sinless now because I did my best not to sin. Our God should be the only God we have, the only I am. Thou shalt put no other gods before God. Janet, thank you very much for listening in Illinois and for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, with just 4 weeks left in 2015, we are $93,000 short of projected expenses. Our listeners have always been generous with us at the end of the year to help us make up our shortfall on projected expenses, and I know that they will be this year as well. You can make a year-end tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. Just make out your check to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. As always, thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of 2015. Mark listens in Appleton, Wisconsin. He says he's voting for soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway on the God of the mainstream media. Mark says, everyone has a belief system. The question is whether the belief system holds up through the end of time. Very well put, Mark, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Well, according to your votes, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week is soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway, the God of this mainstream media.
They themselves are engaged in a religious ritual, and they don't even realize it. You can look at it, and you can be angry at this disparaging, this disdain that our media have for people who are Christian. But you can also realize that this is just a competing religion, and that journalists don't like it when prayers are offered to a God that is different than their God. Their God is big government. They are very devoted followers of him. You know, they don't like people who are unorthodox in their approach to this God. And so it's just better to understand it as they have a competing they have a competing religion, and they are very, very devout in that religion.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, according to your vote. Soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway, the god of the mainstream media. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. The LPR bundle package goes to Paula in Morrow, Illinois. Paula, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. You will get the LPR bundle package. Folks, Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy, serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. You can find out more about this Christ-centered, cross-focused mission outreach at lutheracademy.com. Luther Academy, all one word, .com. And be sure to subscribe to their free email newsletter, lutheracademy.com. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Ted Giese review that movie Spotlight that has to do with the priestly abuse scandal in the Boston Archdiocese. We'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the birth of Jesus foretold in Luke chapter 1. And next up on Lutheran Talk Radio 24/7, we'll discuss 4th century bishops Nicholas of Myra and Ambrose of Milan with Dr. Joel Olowski of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. That's up next at issuesetc.org and on the new Lutheran Public Radio mobile app. We'll be right back.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Please consider the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. when you consider your year-end giving. With 1 month left in 2015, we're approximately $93,000 short of expenses. You can make a secure online gift at issuesetc.org. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible donation by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of the year.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoota, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoota.com.
We have 7 Arabic language transcripts of Issues Etc. that you can download for free.
يمكنك تنزيل النص لسبع حلقات من برنامج قضايا باللغة العربية مجانا.
These broadcast transcripts cover the 6 chief parts of Luther's Small Catechism and include a teaching on why do bad things happen.
تغطي تلك النصوص الأجزاء الستة الرئيسية من كتاب التعليم المسيحي لمارتن لوثر.
You can download and print these Arabic transcripts for free. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Publications.
وتشمل تعليما عن لماذا تحدث المصائب. لتنزيل وطباعة النصوص العربية مجانا، اذهب إلى issuesetc.org ثم انقر على Publications.
Casting Christ Net on the Internet, issuesetc.org.
نطرح شبكة المسيح على شبكة الإنترنت. issuesetc.org.